You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Thursday afternoon. It's the 31st day of March. We're now joined by Mike Tenor at T-Storm Weather out of Chicago to discuss the weather forecast. Mike, hope you're having a good day there in Chicago.
Sure am, Todd. Thank you for saying that.
Let's take a look at what's been happening in the weather across the United States. Can you start in the Plain States? They have been dry. And they've been warm so far. That meant the crop came out early. What conditions do we have today, and what do you see in the future?
Well, it's pretty much the same story for the next 7 to 10 days. They've been much warmer than normal over the last several weeks and the last several months. And just because of that, like you said, wheat development is ahead of schedule. We haven't seen too much in the way of rain either. Over the last 90 days, if you look at rainfall across the hard red winter wheat belt, we can see that 54% of U.S. production was drier than normal over the last 90 days. That's indicative of agricultural drought. Now, if we break it down a little bit more, 32% of U.S. hard red winter wheat received less than half of its normal over that period. That's wheat that is very dry, and it is in a key area. It extends from the southern half of Kansas south into western Oklahoma and west Texas. So we need rain there. There's not much coming up here for a while. But we do have some promise for some rain starting up next weekend or early the following week, let's say within a day or two of April 10th. Now, if that comes to fruition and we see big rains about that period, that would help to alleviate this situation. But we caution that it doesn't look like an ideal setup at this point. We do know that some storm systems will move across to the Midwest at that time. Those will also affect the plains, but we can't say with any level of high certainty that they're going to see a big rain. We would just be comfortable forecasting a quarter inch of rain across a large area and leave it at that for now. We still have to wait about, let's say, 4 to 5 days until we can really fine-tune that forecast and see what's going to happen out there.
So the same old in the Plain States. How about the Delta? Same thing there, except it's a little bit of the opposite. They keep getting rain.
Well, that's right. They did see some big rains a few weeks ago. Then it dried out a little bit. But last night, they were pounded by 2 to 3 inches of rain right in the key area of the Delta. It's going to rain there again today in a severe weather outbreak. So it's too wet for planting at the moment in the Delta. Now, it does turn a lot drier here for about a week. So we're not going to see much in the way of rainfall once we get into tomorrow. And then lasting into that April 10th time period. So maybe 7 to 10 days of dry weather, let's say. But after that, it sure looks like it's going to turn wet again. We see a similar pattern to the one that we're in at the moment, redeveloping. And if that happens, then we're going to see big rains again in the Delta. Again, that's about 10 days from now. So wet now, drying out, and then turning wet again. All in all, maybe a little bit of a planting window later next week, but it should close after a few days.
The growing season in South America started late, and last fall you suggested that could be a problem for second crop corn as they turn to drier conditions. What do you see today?
Well, they're turning dry right now. It looks like an early start to the dry season might be starting. March is a transitional month between the wet season that precedes it and the dry season that starts in earnest around the end of May. As we go forward here over the next 2 weeks, we can see that it will be much drier and warmer than normal, even for April standards, which hints that the dry season might be starting early. Now, if it rains a lot in the middle of April or into a time period after that that we can't see, that could alleviate the situation. But at the moment, this is something to watch for their second crop corn.
Hey, thanks for the time, Mike.
You're welcome, Todd. Have a great day.
Mike Tenor is with T-Storm Weather out of Chicago, Illinois. I'm U of I Extension's Todd Gleason.